Well, one of the things I'm always fascinated about is, what would Dr. King say today about things that have been going on, whether it's civil rights or just basic things happening in the world, be they events, be they politics and things like that? And does anyone really know? There are some very close confidants he had, people who might have worked with Dr. King and could maybe think what he may have said, but we don't really know.
I'm certain he would have few things to say.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, if you want to trust anybody for what Dr. King might be saying, I mean, certainly I would think that his son would know his father very well.
Yes.
And Martin Luther King III has actually had messages before and has spoken about his father in words. But this morning in USA Today, he had a message which I thought was very, very powerful. It's politically guided. There are certain mentions that he has in this message when it comes to his belief of some issues that should be in the forefront. But I found his message more of political civility and political politeness that was so powerful. And I thought, boy, if this doesn't ring true with what's necessary today.
Very much so.
So I'm gonna read some of it. It won't do it all. It's a lengthy message, but I'll put a link up in case you want to see the whole message. But I thought it was a great way to honor Dr. King and his legacy from his son. Again, this was in USA Today. As we mark the 35th National Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday in this highly contentious political year, escalating incivility and divisiveness have contaminated our political discourse. Even after the November election, our nation will face a formidable challenge in healing the festering political wounds that have divided millions of Americans. Back in 1967, my father published the last of his six books entitled, Where Do We Go From Here, Chaos or Community? More than a half century later, this very same question today confronts the people of our nation with compelling urgency as we struggle with the politics of 2020. The Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump will undoubtedly leave millions of Americans dissatisfied about the outcome, conviction or not. What must not happen, however, is millions of Americans feeling that the process itself violated the letter and spirit of our Constitution. And the presidential primary and caucus season also threatens to further divide Americans as candidates and their followers disagree about major issues and priorities. Heated disagreement is inevitable, given the high stakes and the intensity of the issues. Again, this is Martin Luther King Jr., son of Dr. Martin Luther King, from a message in USA Today today. But the candidates and their campaigns need not succumb to the temptation of hurling personal insults and sniping accusations. Instead, they must set an example of maturity and mutual respect for their adversaries. Anything less is a disservice to American democracy. Well, put that in quotes and publish that for everyone to read in the political world. In meeting this challenge, I hope the candidates, their campaigns, and followers will remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy, his example of unflagging courtesy towards his adversaries. My father believed that no matter how rude or abusive a civil rights adversary became, he was obliged to speak to them with respect and give their grievances a fair hearing. He never engaged in shouting matches, which fed the chaos. Instead, he believed that reason got a better hearing. It is time for political leaders across the ideological spectrum to realize that while partisanship is understandable, hyper-partisanship is destructive to our country. We need more visionary leaders who will earnestly strive for bipartisanship and finding policy solutions that can move America forward. From the school board to the White House, let's elect more candidates who are committed to constructive dialogue and reasonable compromises. And finally, let this challenge begin with we. Now, I like this. As much as he's talking about the leaders and those who are elected, again, Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, Martin Luther King III, in his USA Today message, even looks at the individual voters. Let this challenge begin with we, the voters, as we conduct political dialogues in our communities, both in person and online. Instead of just complaining about the stridency of political debates, let's strive to make our dialogue and disagreements more mutually respectful and constructive. In so doing, we too can help build the beloved community of my father's dream.